So the other obvious question that we've heard about, and we first start hearing about BiTEs with ALL, blinatumomab, you know, I've heard people call it off-the-shelf CAR T. What about BCMA BiTEs?
Yeah, BCMA BiTEs have also taken on their own new life. And the most public data that we have is with AMG-420, which was presented both at ASH and recently at ASCO, which is a phase one continuous infusion BCMA targeting BiTE therapy. And a couple things, you know, the data is really early. So although there's efficacy and a very nice efficacy with the dose they've proceeded with for the recommended phase two dose, we don't know the length of time that this will be efficacious yet. We're hopeful because of the previous data and history with ALL, but myeloma is a different disease. And so you have to wonder, you know, how long do I have to treat these patients? Because in ALL, they could technically go to an allo transplant. And in fact, many patients did in that study, in the Blina study. So here we have a different endpoint. We really need to know the duration of response. And something interesting that was pointed out was the toxicities, which included pneumonias, some of which were serious, and a very interesting two cases of polyneuropathy, which I don't know the exact details of because I'm not an investigator on the study. But from what I can gather, it seems like I'm kind of a Guillain-Barré type of polyneuropathy. So not your usual neurotoxicity or neuropathy that you think about with myeloma patients with bortezomib, but truly what might be an off-target sort of autoinflammatory neuropathy, not in all patients, as I said, only two cases, but significant enough that this was mentioned in the presentation. I think these things will probably be sorted out as we get more experience, much like our experience with CAR T and CRS. But something that we really do have to consider is this easier than CAR T because it's off the shelf? If it's easier, then how much easier can it get? Can we get longer-acting BiTEs that don't need continuous infusion? And there are several trials ongoing looking at those. That's one. And two, how long do we have to treat these patients? How long before their T-cells may get exhausted? And if that's the case, will 8 months of BiTE therapy be the same cost as one CAR T? And which patients would be suited for each? And I think a lot of this is going to play into health economics, and that's going to be a major deciding factor in the ultimate use of all of these therapies.
That's interesting. I know blinatumomab also is given by continuous infusion, which is you know, not easy to deal with, I know. But also there you see CRS and I think maybe even neurologic syndromes. Do you see that with these kinds of BiTEs, the BCMA BiTEs, CRS?
You can see it in the first couple, you know, the first treatment, and then it gets more manageable as time goes on. So very similar story. And again, we're less scared of CRS now because we know how to manage it, and so we're willing to take that risk for patients who are so multiply relapsed. So I'm really encouraged by the BiTE data, and I think it's like a cool computer that needs to be made cooler or smaller or more compact. We have a desktop that needs to be made into a laptop kind of thing. And I hope that happens. So we're encouraged because, again, not all patients can get CAR T. And this might be a way to really harness the patient's own immune system in an off-the-shelf fashion, not necessarily requiring processing. So I think it will have an upcoming role in the treatment for relapsed myeloma.